Good morning. We are on. Yay!
So would somebody help me out here this morning? Because I didn't look up this particular address on the scripture that we all know.
I don't know.
So this morning we're going to be talking about literally the keys of the kingdom. Does somebody know that off the top of their head?
Isaiah 22-ish, the verse before or after. That's one of them. Oh, but you're thinking of Matthew.
Probably.
Matthew 6.
Yep, I give you the keys of the kingdom.
I didn't bring my Bible.
You're okay.
But I'm probably on here. 619 or somewhere around there.
Don't you love having a lexicon in the room and we have more than one?
And what was the other one? Matthew and Isaiah?
Yeah, I didn't know it was in the Old Testament. I knew it was in the...
Oh, yeah, there's always a lot of sister. Mm-hmm. I call them sister verses.
Yeah. They shadow each other. Yay.
The name of this coffee is Lexon, by the way.
Okay.
No, lexicon. I've called...
This is a root word of lexicon.
Lexicon.
Isaiah, what did you say?
22.
Okay.
22. Yay. Give you the keys of the kingdom. So I am going to share with you this morning, but I'm also going to act out what I saw. And so what's interesting, we have this little drawboard, but these are post-it notes.
Oh,
and they stick.
Wow.
So the beginning of it, like I said, I'm going to make my, what do you do, my pretty A?
Where did you get that?
At Office Max.
Oh.
Works good.
Yeah, it works good, doesn't it? It doesn't rip off.
Go the other way.
I'm going to try.
Did anybody verify that it's Matthew 6?
Okay.
Sandy, something.
So since we don't have a wall here, so I thought we had a wall.
We have a window on a door.
No, I want it closer.
So I saw the letters. I engaged the letters. I'll change the color.
You saw the letters.
Mm-hmm.
A.
A.
Okay.
B.
A.
Uh-oh. A. A B C Do Re Mi.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Whoa. These are pretty boys. Is this how you saw?
Did you say Matthew 6?
I think. Maybe that's not the right one.
Okay, A, B. Let's change the color. We'll go red.
Chapter that ends, don't worry about it.
Tomorrow,
seek ye first the kingdom. Aren't those cool, though? The little stickums? The sticky notes? Look at that.
So cool.
So this is literally how I saw it in the spirit. I saw
these big sticky notes.
I actually saw the pages before I knew that Post-it actually made huge big old sticky notes. Mm-hmm. And I went, this is perfect. And I'm assuming, so we have A, B, C, D, and they were to hang on the walls behind each one of us. You guys, and their purpose, I do not know. I do not know their purpose. Uh-huh, I saw them. Okay, yay! Now what color do we want to do? Yay. Okay. So we're going to talk about the keys of the kingdom. And for those of you who have been to my house and out on the pergola, I have had for a couple of months, I've literally had a string. There is so, let me draw. I'm going to use brown. I have brown. Ooh, colors. Color markers.
Oh, this is...
So,
no.
I'm having fun. So, that's supposed to be my pergola. All right, that's supposed to be my pergola. And so I literally saw in the spirit there was a string. And on the string, I literally practiced this morning at dark 30.
I don't think we're going to be able to see that color.
That's all right. I'm going to draw them out larger.
But this is what you saw a while ago, though,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
And I have been engaging them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Those are supposed to be keys for inquiring mind regarding what I just drew. So, I saw 6 keys hanging on the string. And so, you guys know most of the time, if I can copy heaven, when I experience heaven, it helps me to engage heaven if I can actually reproduce it. So, I got this white string out. I collected through all of our just random keys and hung them up, and they'd been there. I'm currently on the 3rd key. So I'm going to share with you 1, 2, 3. And here we go. So I want to share with you a quote this morning. You've all heard from Bill Johnson. It says, "I can't afford to have thoughts in my head about me that God doesn't have in his." Mm-hmm. How many of you guys heard that one before?
I have.
Yeah. So I can't afford to have any thoughts in my head that God doesn't have in his. So that's where I find the struggle in the fight, recognizing what rumbles around in my head that is not in his. Okay? Okay, in, I guess I could, can I rip this one off? I can. I practice doing it in several different applications. We can do this one in orange. So, we're going to do key number 1. Doesn't that look like a key?
Yeah, better than if I drew it.
I literally looked up this morning. How do you draw a key? How do you draw a key? There we go. And we will get to this. Philippians 4:19. There we go. Okay. But right now I'm going to, maybe it should have been over here. It should have been over here. I moved too quickly.
Impossible.
Over here now. Isn't this fun?
Yeah. It's not going to go through, is it? Onto the wall?
Nope.
Okay.
That would have been horrible, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's why I mentioned
we
it.
We have to move the painting. Yeah. That's right.
So.
Yeah.
What God encouraged me to encourage you is we need to focus on the keys of the kingdom that he's given us. In John 5:19, from the mirror, Jesus explained to them with utmost certainty that whatever they see the Son does mirrors the Father. He does not act independent
of his father's. The son's gaze is fixed in order to accurately interpret and repeat what he sees the father does. The one reveals the other without compromise or distraction. So, we focus. Come on, work. No, don't do that. There we go. The word focus means it takes the center of interest or activity. It is the center of interest and activity. So the keys of the kingdom that he's given me, that he's given you, I'm to focus, as we meant to focus. It takes center to my interest and activity. And what I did in outworking and hanging the strings, meaning I've experienced this. I've seen the father doing it as a son. I do what I see my father doing. I saw him give me keys. I'm keeping my focus centered and activity on the keys because the keys help me. Okay. So in Colossians 3, 1 and 2, it says, see yourself co-raised with Christ. This is from the mirror. Now ponder with persuasion the consequence of your co-inclusion in him. Relocate yourselves mentally. Engage your thoughts with the throne room realities where you are co-seated with Christ in the executive authority of God's right hand. Become affectionately acquainted. That's what we're doing here. Becoming affectionately acquainted with the throne room thoughts will keep you from being distracted again by the earthly, the soul-ruled realm. Otherwise, set your minds upon the things that are above and not the things below. Yes, Yvonne?
Can you repeat the first part? Relocate yourselves.
Yes.
I missed that third word.
Okay.
I'm going to type it down.
I'll read the whole thing here again. It says, focus, see yourselves co-raised with Christ. Now ponder with persuasion the consequence of your co-inclusion in him. Okay? Relocate yourselves mentally.
Okay.
Engage your thoughts with throne room realities where you are co-seated with Christ in the executive authority of God's right hand. Becoming affectionately acquainted with throne room thoughts will keep you from being distracted again by earthly soul-ruled realm. Set your mind upon the things that are above and not upon the things below. I'm going to highlight the word inclusion, co-inclusion. Inclusion means the action or state of including or being included within a group or a structure. So we are included in the group, in the body of Christ himself. That's his burial and death and his resurrection. That's good stuff, isn't it? I'm going to highlight again the word because it says relocate yourselves, relocate your thoughts. The word relocate is move to a new place and establish one's home or business. So if our mind is supposed to be on the things above, we are supposed to relocate our thoughts, everything, we're supposed to relocate them to be included in our existence in Christ. Good stuff. I'm going to add this one in here. Also found in 2 Corinthians 4:18. You guys are going to love me, scripture. 4:18. We're just on the first key. We are not keeping any score of what seems so obvious to the senses in the natural realm. It is fleeting and irrelevant. It is the unseen, eternal realm within us which has our full attention and captivates our gaze. A renewed mind conquers the space previously occupied by worthless pursuits and habits.
Was that the mirror?
That's the mirror. I love it.
Yep.
I love it. So I'll say that again. So we are not keeping any score of what seems so obvious to the senses in the natural realm. When I re-looked at that again, I realized that my soulless realm was keeping score. And so I found reason to alter and to commit those score-keeping, bean-counting thoughts to Christ and his death and ask for forgiveness. I was keeping score. I'll read it again. So we are not, yes, Susan?
So key number one is focus.
The whole thing is about focusing on the keys of the key. I didn't name each key.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what the key did personally, how it works for me, okay? We are not keeping any score of what seems so obvious to the senses in the natural realm. That's just huge. It is fleeting and irrelevant. It is the unseen eternal realm within us which has our full attention and captivates our gaze. That's where our focus should be. A renewed mind conquers. Let me look up this word conquer so we can hear it. It just always helps me to look it up. It says to overcome and take control. And in this, it says by military force. So, again, it's by force that I overcome and take control of when my thoughts want to focus or bean count in the natural realm. Isn't that good? Okay. Because it says, a renewed mind conquers the space previously occupied by worthless pursuits and habits. Key number one. Philippians 4:19. Who can tell me that? I bet you guys can.
Yes. And whatsoever things are lovely and whatsoever things... You are in
Philippians 4, but you're not far enough down yet.
Oh, give me the first word.
Huh?
19.
Yeah, my God shall
supply all of your needs according to his riches
and glory by and through Christ Jesus. Okay. This is it in the mirror. It says, my God shall also abundantly fill every nook and cranny to overflowing in all areas of our lives. The wealth of his dream come true in Christ Jesus measures his generosity towards you. So I will explain to you when I asked him what my first key was. My first key is he said, Kristen, I want you to go back to your supply in heaven. Go back to your supply in heaven. Now, I'm going to give a little side note. You might say, my supply in heaven, what's that? Okay. There is no what's that when you have a mandate because it is part of your natural outworking of getting mandate to also go and receive supply. You can't go back to see what your supply is if you haven't been told or it hasn't been given to you prior to using the key. So this, I went back, what God was referring to me is my supply when I got the mandate to write the unfinished book. Remember, it's written there. I went into the treasury room and talked to Melchizedek. Remember those gold coins on the portable tables of the church?
That was your supply?
He said, I want you to go back to your supply. I went back, and immediately my spirit was taken up, and there were the gold coins, and I was standing on the atmosphere between heaven and earth, or the atmosphere of the kingdom of the earth, and there were all these gold coins, like, sitting on top of the clouds. And there were a hole here, hole here. And I went, well, your spirit just knows what to do. I went like this. I went, you're supposed to drop through the holes. So those gold coins had been hindered by the atmosphere of the natural realm. I had three things. That morning I did that. I scooted those little gold coins. I had three little financial blessings that were not in the normal of what comes that showed that day. So that's what he said. Go back to your supply. Key number one. I like these sheets of paper. I think they're fun. Shall we change to red? Key number two. What color key do we want this time? I don't think yellow shows up, does it?
No.
Sure it does.
Come back here. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't?
Not really.
We can have a brown key if it's brass, right?
Mm-hmm. Joe just went to Fred Meyer's. He could get all kinds of pattern keys.
Okay. Right?
Where did that first page go?
Right there in front of you.
Thank you.
You're great. Welcome.
Perfect.
Okay, key number two. When I engaged this, God told me to finish publishing. And so I said, okay, well, that works for me. What about other people? Finish the mandate at hand. Okay? So, publish okay. This handy in my Evernote. I can just hit the word and then you can look it up, which is fun. Publish, it's not just in the area of the media, it says to prepare and issue, which I think is important. A mandate, when we walk through a mandate, receive a mandate, when we receive it, when we outwork it, and we publish it, meaning it's prepare it, so it's issued. When it's issued means it's been outworked in heaven and it then can make a shadow or manifest on the earth.
So publish means to prepare.
Prepare an issue. I'll write it here. Prepare and issue, which I think is really good.
Okay.
Yes.
What was the second key? I'm sorry.
This is key number two.
They disappeared.
The key number two for me, with the way he spoke it, because I was finished my publishing, so I... That was my focus. My focus was to finish the publishing. I was finishing the dust jacket of the hardcover. Focus, that means when I focus, I made decisions throughout my day that helped me so I did not get distracted.
This was what was at hand. This was the key of the kingdom that he wanted me to complete before moving on to the next. I didn't even go look at the next. So for me, so anything we do, he wants us to prepare an issue and finish the mandates at hand. So I have a little bit of
finish the mandate.
Finish the mandate, finish the assignment. I have some bullet points here. I have an A, B, C. A is know your mandate or assignments. If you don't know what they are, you need to go ask. If you've never concretely received one and had it signed, sealed, delivered, released to your angels, then you need to go and start outworking that, practicing that, having Jesus teach you how to do that so that you can prepare an issue. So that what we see the Father doing, we have to encounter, hear, perceive, see, perception, meaning we have to have a conversation with God where there's an agreement. We are aware of the encounter of the agreement. Both parties are aware. God's aware, I'm aware. I'm aware that we've made an agreement. That's what we call a mandate. So you have to know it. You can't expect a conclusion or issue something if you don't know what it is that you're setting your focus to. You don't. If you get a key, you don't know what the key does unless you have a conversation. A key is not just some jewelry that's supposed to wear around our spiritual neck. A key is to do something on our behalf to help us accomplish our destiny scroll. So, B is complete and fulfill our current ones, our current assignments. Complete and fulfill. So, in key number one, he told me to go back to my original supply. So that was part of going into complete, because that supply continues to work. He was reminding me, he says, well, just because they're published doesn't mean it's not working anymore. Just because you went up and it was almost 2 years ago that you went and got the supply doesn't mean the supply is just like, oh, that's it, it's going to run out. No, he was telling me, keep using the key, keep stewarding the resource, making sure it's working. It's not hindered. What do I have to do to keep that supply going? That's my responsibility to use the key. It's my responsibility to start a car. It's my responsibility whether you turn a key or you hit your key fob. I have to do that. You had a question?
So yes, in regard to these keys, the spiritual principle that came to mind was being faithful in the little. No, there's another one. There was two of them. And then you used the word steward. But being faithful in the little before being given more to be faithful in, stewarding what you have on hand. You know, you can't expect to be given more if you haven't stewarded what you have already.
Very well said. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there are... We have relational assignments that go for a period of the length of the relationship.
Oh.
You know, so I'm not saying a mandate, you get it and you're done with it in 6 months. There are some. I had a mandate last year over the snowfall, the snowpack in the Cascades. Well, it completed itself and it fulfilled itself, and we had proper snowpack and all the reservoirs were finished, and I went, I wonder if I'm going to go up and do that again this year. I don't know. But I know it came to a completion because I stopped declaring it because they got the right snowfall. And part of the declaration was there would not be one snowflake more, one snowflake less of what we poured out. So So that's just an idea of, that's where a smaller window where you can physically see the beginning and the completion. So they all are different. So C, don't start anything new. That's why it's called focus.
Don't start anything. Because it's going to be fruitless. It's just going to be, you're going to be spinning your wheels. You're not aligned with your mandate, your destiny scroll, because you haven't completed the first. And I can see myself in this one.
Now we do carry more than one at the same time. But I hope you're understanding at least what God is saying to me, is that because he strung those keys up and he put them in an order. And the reason why I did that, so that it was like giving me a map. You focus here, you focus here, you focus here, you focus here, you focus here. And it helped me. It helped me in my emotions, in my soul. It helped me. All right, now this is what God wants me to do. This is, I was, you know, it was like in my spirit. This is what God wants you to do. That was good for Kristen. To have that key to focus on.
As opposed to having a bunch of keys in a bowl.
Yeah.
They were one there.
Yeah.
One there.
Yeah. And I knew that I wasn't to go look in the spirit what the next key was before this one was done. You know how you just know these things?
Yeah.
And I can remember, so I had finished the second key, the publishing. And I was getting ready to, we were getting ready to go camping. And part of my spirit goes, can we look at number three? And he just barely gave me a little whisper of number three, but I didn't keep looking because that's just part of, I like the secretive. I like the, until I'm ready to sit down and focus, I'm not going to open a package. Okay. I love what the word publish means, to prepare and issue. That certainly takes a different view in my eye of the word. Yay! I love these post-its. These are just super. Do we still use the word super?
Yay.
Supernatural.
Yes, we can. What color am I going to use? I haven't used purple yet, have I? Let's pull out the purple. Key number three.
Okay.
Shall it be green? What was the last one? Flowery? Yeah, let's... Oh, this one's a house key. That's right. That's right. The keys were not... How would I say it? The keys that I randomly hung up were not really according to what they actually opened up in the natural. At least not yet.
So you think.
Yeah, so I think. Ding, 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 ding. That's supposed to be a house key, folks, for inquiring minds. It doesn't matter. It doesn't go to a... Not yet it doesn't go to a house. So, what I learned here. I'm going to write down. Should I keep the black? Yeah. John 4:34. Jesus told them, my food is to fulfill the desire of him who commissioned me and to leave no detail undone. Doesn't that just sound like key number two? My food is to fulfill the desire of him who commissioned me and to leave no detail undone. The bread you labor for takes 4 months from the day you sowed the seed until it ripens in the ear. Doesn't it? This is not the food that I'm talking about. Jesus is talking here. The fruit of your own toil and performance will never satisfy permanently. From now on, look at yourselves and everyone else differently. See them through your Father's eyes and you will know that they too are ripe and ready to discover how fully included they are in my finished work. They are perfectly mirrored in me. A harvest is ripe when the seed in the ear matches the seed that was sown. I'll say that again. A harvest is ripe when the seed in the ear matches the seed that was sown. My mission is to reveal and redeem the image and likeness of God in human form. This harvest reveals how both he who sows and he who reaps participates in the same joy of life of the ages. It's John 4, 34 through 36. So key number three. God took me to a new place, a new room that I'd never been in, and I was having like a dinner. I was dining with the Father, and he brought me under one of those little cloches. In a cloche on the table after I watched him, and this so greatly touched me. The Father was there, and I saw him and the mannerisms of him paying the bill, you know, coming in the little black folder, were so extravagant. I remember watching his mannerisms, and that touched me greatly. Of course I've got this. This is no big deal. The bill of the meal. And then he presented me with this covered in glass, which is what a cloche is. Am I saying it right? A cloche? It's those little glass things that cover either food or, I believe they're called cloches. And inside of it was a pocket watch. Well, I have encountered a pocket watch in my history many times before. And so it was there, and then I went camping and came back, and I waited for a time. And I came back, and I said, what is the key? Then I knew the key was for the backside of the pocket watch. For me, this key opened up this mystery. When I opened up the back of the key, which is kind of interesting, because on the cover of this book is the backside of a pocket watch. Mm-hmm. And I find it interesting. I gave this to Don years ago. I asked him if I could borrow it, so because it helps me to feel it, because he showed me how it hung on my wrist, how I was to carry it, so that it reminds me to feel what he's doing in me. And he opened up, and I had no idea there were secret compartments in the back of pocket watches, which the key opened up. When I looked in there, there was a locket of hair. I asked, whose hair is this? I couldn't tell the difference of it, if it was Christ's hair or if it was my hair. And I'm coming to the conclusion that is, you would say, uh-huh.
Same DNA.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Then I took a few more days, and I just found it so interesting. It's like the exact size. Go figure this stuff. This stuff toots my horn. This is the exact size of what a real pocket watch. I had no idea. I just think that's cool on the front of my boat. So, and I said, okay, well, I'm sure there's more in there than the hair, which is cool, the DNA of Christ. But when I went in, so what he showed me then is that same spiral that I'd seen.
and I was supposed to go into inside the unfinished book. So to make that a corporate thought, and so that's how I knew that I was supposed to create the encounter journal of the unfinished book, because I go inside of it myself to be able to share the inside of it with others. So see, that's how he told me to do that, and then I saw it on the table. But from our scripture, go into the will and purposes he has ordained for you since the foundation of the world. In Ephesians 2:10, which is what I just said, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them. So each one of us have a type of unfinished book. A work that was created, and you discussed it with God before you were sent here.
Amen.
You have that work. You have something that he has called you, some things that he has called you personally to do. So, to kind of close up our key here, I was having dinner here. So in our dinner, remember the scripture? Jesus told them, my food is to fulfill the desire of him who commissioned me and to leave no detail undone. What God was doing with me was we were eating the food of the will accomplished. My food is doing the will of him who commissioned me and leave no detail undone. The bread you labor takes 4 months, for the day you sow the seed until it ripens in the ear, doesn't it? This is not the food that I'm talking about. The fruit of your own toil and performance will never satisfy permanently. From now on, look at yourselves and everyone else differently. See them through your Father's eyes, and you will know they too are ripe and ready to discover how fully included they are in my finished work. So he's talking about his finished work. And remember, it says a harvest is ripe when the seed and the ear matches the seed in which is sown. This is my example. This looks, especially the hardback, looks exactly like the first time I saw it in the Chancellor's House of Discovery. The hardback looks exactly like, same weight, within 10 pages of the guesstimation of it. It was within 10 pages I discerned its size. It looks exactly. He ordained this work before the foundation of the world. So he's done that for each one of us. Ephesians 2:10, again in the mirror. We are engineered by his design. He molded and manufactured us in Christ. We are his workmanship, his poetry. God finds its inspired expression of Christ in us. We are fully fit to do good, equipped to give attractive evidence of his likeness in us in everything we do. God has done everything possible to find spontaneous and effortless expression of his character in us in our everyday life. So you could say, this is my testimony, that God has looked to find attractive evidence of his likeness and an effortless expression of his character in us in our everyday lifestyle. So, currently, key number three.
I
have three more. I don't know them yet because I haven't finished this one. But I'm currently inside, and I'm learning what it is to actually eat the will, the food of doing the will that is written on my destiny scroll. So, very important. That was an example of how God is teaching me to focus on the keys of the kingdom and actually use them.
Okay, I need to clarify. So you said this a couple times. The seed that is harvested matches the seed that was sown.
The seed that, in the ear. You were thinking of
it. I understand that, but what does that go? There was that was the definition for something.
Yeah, that was the definition that was used in Ephesians 2:10 in the Mirror Bible.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had it written right under.
Yeah.
Okay, so that correlates to that. Okay.
Yeah. So my example was, this looks now here on earth exactly how I discovered it. We take that principle of whatever God has mandated for us to do from our destiny scroll, the way it looks here will manifest and look the same.
Wow.
Here.
So, okay. I just had an epiphany that on day one of my salvation, I hopped on a Greyhound bus and I had a vision, a three-part vision, and I saw a picture of my husband and me sitting across a chessboard playing chess, and God spoke something. And so then the week that before my husband proposed to me, there we were sitting across a chessboard playing chess every night.
Mm-hmm.
So I encountered it.
Uh-huh.
And then the seed, it became
exactly.
It was exactly as I had encountered it.
Yes.
5 years later.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
So you said currently you are going into the unfinished book.
Right.
To what?
I'm going into it to unpack it as the food of doing his will. That's a different perspective for me. So I'm going into it. What's interesting, I didn't explain.
So
but
I got to get that down.
Okay.
Going into
it.
The unfinished book.
Right.
To unpack it.
To unpack the food of doing, because Jesus said, food that you know not of. My food is to do the will of the Father. So, because I know I've done the will of the Father, there's food here for me. There's food here for me. So I'm encountering when Jesus said that. What does it mean? It's becoming live, and I'm engaging what he meant when he said, my food is to do the will of the Father. So this, just a little side note. So with the unfinished book, when I started it, I was working... Everything we do has a different quantum theory, quantum realm that we're learning the mechanics and the principles of of who he is.
It's like never ending.
Yeah, and so every time you kind of go through a season, then you jump to another another
perspective
of how the universe works. And so my first one, when I wrote this, I was writing this from the Pillar of Hope. So I'm currently in the pillar of understanding, and the quantum movement of the pillar of understanding is the movement of a spiral. That's just a little side note, So everything that we learn about him actually has a quantum mathematical divine substance to it that you could actually put your finger on in the realm of the earth. That was just a side note. Don't get caught up. So I'm going to...